Amen. Amen. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare that clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over lives of our people and our families, God. We decree and declare that this is a day of abundance. We decree and declare that this is the day that we will increase in the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord that surrounds us and encompasses us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding and takes over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and families. We decree and declare that we are fruitful and we are fruit-bearing and good works on this day. We decree and declare in you we move and we live and we have our being. We decree and declare that right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare that prosperity, send now, O Lord, prosperity. We decree and declare the turnaround take place right now. We decree and declare the double portion is happening with us this day. We decree and declare right direction and let your word be the lamp unto my feet and the light unto the path this day. We decree and declare that favor around travel keep us over and going and coming. We decree and declare that escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and added no sorrow. We decree and declare that money-making creative ideas is happening all around us on this day. We decree and declare that power, love, and a sound mind we have. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits, and he is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of the word show forth now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for your people. We decree and declare that there's a pour out of blessings that we have no room yet to receive. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower. We decree and declare that we are healed from the head and to the tail. We decree and declare that this is the day that we are a new creation and we are a conqueror over all things. Prophet Darlene, open up the line.
Ramadan, Prophetess Joyce.
Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. God, we give you all honor and praise and glory. God, we thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that all truth and mercy dwell richly in our hearts, oh God. And oh God, we thank you, God, for letting your light of your presence shine through us to influence others to follow you, God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity, God. We thank you, God, for strength, God. We thank you, God, for joy, love, and divine connections, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we are the head only, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us safe, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, oh God, and all that surround us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being our healer, God. And we thank you, Lord, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for open doors, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel through air or land or sea, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe, God, each and every day, God. And, oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and leading lady, and their children and family, and all that went with them on the journey in Africa, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them, God. We thank you, God, for protecting them from accidents and any harm to the body or soul, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for letting them be mindful of your presence, God, and your love, and bringing them home safe, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One, and your precious and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for this morning, this new morning that you have allowed us to see. God, we thank you for the gathering of prophets, the company of prophets to pray once again, God. And we thank you for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. God, we thank you for the grace that you've bestowed on us. Thank you, Lord, for your provisions. And God, I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line. Lord, bless the people who are listening in, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them. Give them peace in their hearts and their minds, knowing that you are there to comfort them and that you are their provider. Thank you, God, for your covering, your mercy, your salvation, for your love and your patience with us, God. And I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and the company of prophets and Prophetess Deborah Jordan while they are on their journey in Ghana. God, bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and their coming. Bless them with peace and prosper them while they are there. Unify them and thank you, God, for what you're doing in their lives. And God, I ask you to look upon the elderly, God. All of the elderly, Lord, touch them, help them, keep them safe, Lord. Let their families look out for them. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. And I thank you for my healing, Lord, and for the healing of your people. And thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson for what you're doing in her body and in her life, God. And I ask you to look upon each and every person who is sick and shut in, God, and who needs your help, God. Strengthen them, Lord. We thank you because you are our maker, our provider, our covering, our healer. Thank you, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for this gathering again. With the company that partnered on this prayer call tonight, we're forever grateful. Father's calling out for prayer at night, creating the night watchers. So we just cover the night hours with prayer. And that is a specific assignment that he sends us out to do. And I'm so grateful that we're connected today. I want to give thanks to you guys. I've been stepping through some things in this season here for quite a while, and my housing situation is open up for me, and I'm just thankful for this prayer connection, because you are really opening doors. It's a mighty move of you guys, and I'm just so forever grateful for that. I want to continue to lift up the people who are in harm's way with the hurricane, knowing that you are protecting and working it out, and the angels are camping around them. And we want to lift up the prophetess who, I don't know her name, or I think Cynthia, Prophetess Cynthia maybe, whoever it is, that we are praying for her to be complete and whole, amen. And just thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. When the wicked came upon us, they stumbled and fell. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood protection that you have put on every single person that has suffered from the hurricane. We thank you for the protection that you are giving Archbishop Pastor Deborah Jordan and the Company of Prophets in Ghana, as well as any other of our prophets that are overseas. As well, we thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for ever walking with us and guiding us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom that the recipients in Ghana will receive. We thank you that they will be open with their hearts in receiving it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the new areas and the missions of which Zoe Ministries will accomplish in the vision that was set for the prophetic, that Ghana is one area, but we will be going into other areas of the world. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for those open doors. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prophets that are working steadily on the various assignments that they have from you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that they are covered in your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your ever being with us and your ever grace and love. We thank you and we love you, Lord Jesus. There is no one like you. We love you and we love you. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Father, I want to just thank you for this new day even now. Father God, thank you for your new mercies even now. Father, I want to thank you for our children and our elders. Father, I want to thank you for life and having life more abundantly even now. I want to thank you for your divine favor even now. I want to thank you for the abundance even now in our lives, Father God. Touch our finances, touch our households, touch our families, Father. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. Thank you for the healing even now, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, thank you for covering us and covering our households even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing renewal to happen even in our lives. Father God, thank you for right connections even now. Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper even now, Father God. Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, glory, and the honor. Father God, thank you for innovative ideas even now. Thank you for the boldness to walk through those doors even now, Father God. Thank you for all these things and more that you're doing even now in our lives, Father God. Allow us our ears to be open and our eyes to be open through your voice and your will, God. In your mighty name we pray. I love you. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for just allowing me to be worthy to come before your throne of grace, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for allowing me to trust in you, oh dear God, with all my heart so that I may not lean to my own understanding, oh Father God. I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil, oh dear God, and that my cup overflows, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name that your goodness and your mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of your Lord forever and ever. Lord God, I want to thank and praise your name for Master Prophet, oh dear God, and their journey, and the prophets that went with them, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and everyone that's with them, oh dear God, and the people that are there in Africa that will receive the anointed word while they're there, dear God, that they will turn their lives around, oh Father God, that they will get favor and mercies, oh dear God, that their cups will overflow like never before, dear God, that they will have testimonies after testimonies and after testimonies after their visit there, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to let them be a remnant in this season, oh Father God. Allow them to shabak you in every way, oh dear God. Lord God, we want to thank you for allowing us to dwell in the secret place of your Most High, oh dear God, so that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God. We want to thank you for being our refuge and our fortress, Lord God. I want to thank you for allowing you to trust in you, oh dear God, and letting you be the leader and the author of my faith, oh dear God. I want to thank you for being omniscient. I want to thank you for being omnipresent in my life, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for all the prophets that's on the line, oh dear God, all of those that are listening, oh dear God. And Lord God, we see people that are healed, that are sick and afflicted, oh dear God. We see them healed complete and having favor and mercy in this season, Lord God. We bless the marriages, oh dear God, for more communication and more unity, Father God. We bless our children, oh Father God, that they will continue to seek your face, oh dear God, and turn from their wicked ways, oh dear God. But Lord God, we just ask that they be connected with the right connections, oh dear God, that's going to lead them in the right way, oh dear God. Bless the homes, each and every place, oh dear God, that it would be a prayerful home, oh dear God, that it would be an anointed home, oh dear God, that where their feet shall trod, oh dear God, that it will be on holy ground, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you just purge us like never before. Make us quiet as snow so that we continue to praise your holy and righteous name. These blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Thank you, Father, for the word, Father God, for you are the word. And thank you, God, for our healing in these days, Father God. You're an awesome God, and we come before the throne, Father God, as a oneness in you, Father God. And we thank you. In this day, as we are born in you, Father God, we decree and declare walking by faith and not by sight. We also decree healing in Jesus' name, Father God. We are whole and complete, and we stand here in our right mind, making right decisions, Father God. Thank you for wisdom, Father God. Thank you for every breath that you give us, Father God. For with these breaths, we are able to declare. We are able to praise your name, Father God. And we thank you for everyone that's connected on this line, Father God, touching their households, Father God. You know their names and you know where they live, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, to just honor our prayers, and we thank you for these words, Father God. We thank you for favor in relationship, whether it be business, family, housing, and even contracts, renewal and favor, right connections in housing in this day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, and we cancel out any enemies that try to come against us, that try to hinder and block us. We cancel that, Father God, for the devil, you are a liar. And we thank you for all of the families, Father God, that are recovering in this day for the hurricane situation, Father God. We thank you for every ministry, Father God, that is moving in your spirit, Father God. And we just thank you, God, for this. The help, God, that you're sending to us. Thank you for the prophets, Father God, on their prophetic journey, Father God. We thank you for covering them and all that are open for them, Father God, that they're blessed and their households are blessed. We give your name always the praise. I love you, Father God. I honor you, Father God. I worship you, God. We thank you and we bless your name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Naomi.
And Father God, I come to you in the fifth commandment of the commandment of love, God. I come to you, God, because you are our restorer, God, and that you restore all things to our physical body, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because you have given us the strength and the victory to keep moving on each and every day, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because you have given us the blood that cleanse us each and every day, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because you have already said in your word that whatever I say, so, God, that so shall I have, God. And Father God, I say that we are prosperous in the name of Jesus, God. I say that we are rich in the name of Jesus. I say that we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because you have already given us the breakthrough, God. I thank you, God, because you have made us the overcomer and the conquerors of this world, God. I thank you, God, because you have given us the power to walk in love and strength, God, in a sound mind. God, I thank you, God, because you have already have given us the victory over any debt that may try to come up against us, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for giving us the wisdom and the protection that you have protected over our families and even in our children's lives, God, and even the things that you're doing in the school, God. Father God, I ask that you touch our president, God, touch his mouth, God. Father God, for he is the leader of this country, God, and we know that there is no accident in this earth, God. And Father God, I know that all things are working out for your good, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, because you are even covering husbands and wives, God, and daughters and mothers and us and uncles and families this day, God. And Father God, I know that you're even touching them, and God is touching their heart, God, and even knitting families back to God, back together, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the prophets that are on their pilgrimage right now that are touching lives and globalizing the prophetic, God, that your will is already being done over in Ghana, Africa, God, that everything is exploding and everything is moving and they're having their way and they're being out there, God. Father God, I even lift up our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, God, that you even strengthen him and gird him in this time and in this need, God. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Tiny.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, I lift the flag of praise high and declare you are my king. I walk boldly forward into the kingdom, land of trust in you as my fortress. I stand strong, rooted in the goodness of your love and draw near to you. I ride upon your grace and thank you that the battle has already been won. You are my king, Lord, my fortress, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I lift your name higher above all others and worship you. You are my God. You are above all. You are magnified and mighty. Your name holds more authority than I could ever conceive. You are stronger than I could ever dream. You are wiser than I could ever comprehend. You are more loving, Father. Oh, Yababa Sindorobosia. We thank you, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord of heaven, Jehovah Emmanuel, God with us, the mighty man of war. You are my shield and butler. I worship you, O Lord, because I am under the divine canopy. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power for can we stand forever. I boldly confess anything disobedience that we committed consciously or unconsciously. My Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us. The Lord is my refuge. Therefore, I command every spirit of sadness, fear invoke upon our lives. Die. Fire. I confess the faith that I am divinely preserved from any attack of the wicked. I shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the error. Oh, Father, we thank you, even for the master prophet, Father, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, my God. We know, my God, that you are with them wherever they are in Ghana, in Africa, my God. We thank you for your light that is shining upon the world of Ghana. We thank you for the power of prophecy that is manifesting right now in Ghana. Father, we thank you for your life, even the company of prophets that are with the master prophet right now, Lord. Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we build a hedge of fire around them, Lord. And wherever they are walking, my God, we sprinkle the blood of Jesus. And Father, let your fire be upon them, my God. When the people see them, Lord, that they are like only for your glory, because this is the time and season that you have appointed, Lord, that the school of prophets should be established in Ghana, my God. We thank you even for those who are attending the school of prophets right now, those who are committed, my God, to stay in the school of prophets. My God, we thank you as we bind the mind of Jesus Christ upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, my Lord, that, Father, there's no other God, there's no other power except you, Lord. We know and we know, Lord, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, your most dear. We thank you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Prophet Michael.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop and Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for that even mission they've gone to Africa. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for divine protection, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they come back with something, Lord, to share even with the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that touch the government, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the president and his wife, Lord God, and those in the White House, Lord God. Touch them and lead them in the way that you want them to go. Bring peace, Lord God, where it's to be peace. And I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the prophets, Lord God, the prophets, touch them, Lord God, touch the children, the fledglings, Lord God, heal them, Lord God, and keep them around the fins of God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to motivate them, encourage them, inspire them, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, just to those that need to be healed, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for touching their bodies and healing them, healing them in their mind, their spirit, and also their soul, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord God, that they come back as a testimony to somebody else that needs to be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, even in this ministry right now, Lord, this coming together of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, to inspire and touch, encourage others, Lord God, to stay motivated and encouraged around the things of God. We give you praise. We love you, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you for Archbishop and Pastor and the company of prophets. We thank you, Lord God, that as they are on this journey, just as Jesus, you've anointed them with the Holy Ghost and with power, and they go about doing good and healing all that are oppressed by the devil. We thank you, Lord, that you are with them. We thank you, Lord, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are safe. We thank you, Lord, for divine and miraculous healing for Prophet Cynthia Dawson and for all that is on this line. The power of healing rests upon this line even now, touching everyone from the crown of their head to the tip of their toes, healing for mind, body, soul, and spirit, financial healing, and mental and emotional healing. We decree it and declare it. We bless every family and home that's represented on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. And we seal every prayer and every utterance, and we decree it done, and no words shall fall to the ground. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Just want to give a few announcements that we will be having Sunday church service at 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street and Riverside Drive. We are there for 9 a.m. for Sunday school. Then we go right into our 11 a.m. church service, which really starts at 10:45 with praise and worship. So if you are in the New York area, come out to Zoe Ministries Church right there on 310 Riverside Drive, where our overseer is Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Amen. All right, and if you don't have a church home, find a church home. Find a church home and get yourself connected to a body, a body of Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to say good night and good morning to you all, and we'll see you back here at 11:51 p.m. Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. God bless. Good night.